Hello everyone, you are listening to WMFO 91.5 live right now. We're freeform, we're chilling. My name is DJ Dazzle Frazzle, and I am joined here by all of my friends.
My name is Alex, DJ Alex.
I am DJ NJ Kags.
NJ Kags in the house.
DJ M Cubed coming here live.
M Cubed is coming here live right now. So, I figured it would be chill to just start tonight with a little bit of conversation, you know, a little bit of things that keep us thinking on our feet. Now, I
some
have a question.
Some chatter.
Yeah, exactly. I have a question for all of you guys, all my guests right here.
Let's hear it.
Now, the first question, this is super underwhelming. Would you rather...
That intro.
Be 10 minutes late or 20 minutes early all the time, like pertinently? Like, you have no choice.
20 minutes early, for sure.
20 minutes early.
20 minutes early.
You know what? That was a really obvious question.
Yeah, let's get the next one rolling.
Let's pick all up right. The pace here, Richard.
All right. Would you rather lose all of your money and valuables or all of the pictures that you have ever taken or have had photos taken of you?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Wait, is that, like, all the money to my name or all the money I have on me at the time?
Good.
I never have any money on me.
To your name.
I got my wallet pickpocketed from me in Paris.
That's rough.
Yeah. But it was okay. And I'd rather that than lose all my pictures.
How did that happen?
I just wasn't really paying attention. I had my purse over my back.
That's why you have to have one of those little touristy front packs.
Yeah, yeah. A fanny pack.
But yeah, I would say that it's all the money to your name. Or photos, you know.
Okay, I'd rather lose all the money to my name.
Yeah, I was gonna say the money as well.
There's not
like
that.
They say like photos are priceless.
All right.
Also, like the answer to that question might be different like 20 years from now, but yeah. On this date, don't got much to my name.
Yeah, same.
fair dudes. I'm inclined to agree. I think that, you know, like we really take for granted the photos that we have right now of, like, you know, documenting, chronicling all of our history. I think money is no price for that, you know?
I can't start.
So, would you guys rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of someone else?
To my own future, definitely.
One specific person or like anyone else you
Anyone
want?
Else. Anyone you could think of.
Anyone I could think of.
Like, yeah, I agree.
Like, I can kind of predict what I'm going to be doing 10 minutes from now.
So, like, I mean... Is there a certain person that you'd be, like, thinking about in, like, the 10 minutes of future?
Like, can I choose a person right now?
Yeah, you can choose anyone. This is, by the way, we're playing Check Yes Juliet in the background. Great song.
Great backdrop.
For sure.
Maybe someone, like, playing a high-stakes game right now. I don't know who that is, but any, like, yeah.
Ooh, and you could, like, leverage that power, I guess, suppose.
Yeah, true. Like, I would, that's true. Like, I would look up the most...
professional athlete.
Yeah,
I was going to say, like, in sports, that would be very valuable.
Look up the most high-stakes game happening right now, and then bet on it based off.
Like, jockeys and horse racing.
Yeah.
All right, figured out the money solution. Fair enough. Good point. All right, gang. Would you rather be famous while you're alive and forgotten when you die? Or unknown when you're alive, but famous when you die?
Definitely the latter.
The latter.
Yeah, I kind of think the latter, too.
That's cooler, you know?
Like, I'm really not trying to be that famous.
See, maybe it's the, like, cynic in me, but, like, I feel like you gotta just enjoy, like, things that are happening while you're alive, you know?
But, like, being famous
is
rough.
You're not necessarily gonna enjoy being famous while you're alive.
But you wouldn't enjoy anything after you're dead.
That's true.
There's, like, zero positive
game. How famous are we talking?
It doesn't specify.
Yeah, it's really up to your interpretation, I guess.
But also, like, after you die, are you, like, leaving a lasting impression, like, of something positive, or just, like, well-known for something? I don't know.
I mean, we're asking all these questions to Richard. Like, he knows the answer. Yeah. He doesn't know the answer.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, if you think about the people who are, like, famous that we think of now, like, they've left legacies, you know, and mostly positive ones.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be, like, a standard to follow, you know?
Yeah.
Word.
Word. What a great word. Word.
Bird is the word.
Word is the word. I hope all the listeners right now are enjoying this series of interesting conversations. Now, would you guys rather go to jail for 4 years for something that you did not do, or get away with something horrible that you did but live always in the fear of getting caught?
Definitely the latter.
How many years?
4 years.
Absolutely the latter.
Yeah.
It makes life more fun, you know?
Dude.
Wait,
like,
you think
don't think so?
Fun.
Living in fear does not sound like fun to me.
I guess. But then, like, think about it. The other option, you'd just be stuck.
For only four years, though.
Right, but that's...
I mean,
like,
that, yeah.
You have the opportunity to just not be stuck at all.
Yeah, like, so the latter... actually, that's a dumb question. Never mind. I don't know.
I think the question is more like... Would you rather have 4 years of misery or a lifetime of, like, anticipated misery?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
I think I'd deal with the misery.
Yeah, I think so too. Because, I mean, what's 4 years in the grand scheme of things, right? Like,
also, it depends what those 4 years are.
Yeah,
like,
true.
If it was right now, I would not really be down. But, like, like, just a random 4 years, like, in my 40s, whatever.
I think it'd be right now. Like, yeah, you gotta just take a sentence, you know?
That'd be rough.
It would be rough.
I don't think I could do that.
I still think that it would be worth it. Like, imagine, like, being, like, almost dying and just, like, worrying that someone's going to get you, you know?
I feel like at some point you just forget about it.
Okay, rather that... I mean, I think that's, like, in the question, like, you have to assume that, like, you would be able to forget about it. You know, it's, like, always on your mind that someone's going to catch you. That, like, state of, like, permanent, like, fragileness. You know, permanent insecurity.
I think I'd still go with that one.
Yeah. All right. Fair. Do we have a consensus here? How does everyone else feel about that question?
Yours was the four... No, wait, which one was yours?
I said I'd rather feel guilty for the rest of my life and just...
And I said 4 years. So you're... Alex, you are the...
Doesn't seem like there's a consensus.
Swing vote. Swing vote.
Yeah, let's hear it, Miss Swing State.
Is my name cleared after 4 years?
Yeah, you're totally fine.
Okay, then I think I'd go with that.
Yeah,
come on.
I agree with that, like... What's 4 years in the grand scheme of things, you know? You could be, like, 40, like, raising your children and, like, being, like, concerned about, like, you know, like, if you might have to disappear.
I guess, but I think that just makes it more interesting.
I suppose.
Always on edge.
Potato.
Trying to find an adventure.
Yeah. Wow, this question is grim. Would you guys rather accidentally be responsible for the death of a child or... be accidentally responsible for the death of 3 adults.
Richard, why aren't you screening these questions?
You know what? I'm taking them one at a time. I'm reading them one at a time. But what do you guys think? I mean, 3 adults versus a kid. What would you rather be accidentally, you know?
The kid.
You'd rather be accidentally responsible to the kid.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it depends on the adults.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer for this one.
Nah, I mean, you gotta have an answer.
I guess.
Gun to your head, what would you pick, you know?
Shit. I'd probably say the kid.
Yeah, I think so probably. Too. I mean, kids are born and dead, like, so often, you know?
Yeah, that's very grim of you, but...
No, I mean, but, like, seriously, and adults have, like, their own dreams and ambitions, and there's, like, three of them, you know? Three adults versus a kid.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's a grim question, though, that's for sure.
It is, it is.
Can we play a song now to lighten up the mood?
Yeah, let's play a happy song.
Wait,
DJ Frat Star is currently on his sad playlist right now.
Hey, no, Richard, what about the Salmon Dance?
The Salmon Dance is a great song. Have you guys heard the Salmon Dance?
I have not.
Okay, no. Can I provide the intro to the Salmon Dance?
Please do. I'd love an introduction to the Salmon Dance right now.
Okay, this is a song that is not appreciated to its full capacity unless you watch the music video. So I'm just letting you know that.
Well, can we pull up the music video?
Basically saying that it's not going to be that good.
For no, it's a genius right song, but I'm just saying that whoever's listening, listen to the, I mean, watch the music video. But just to get you in the mindset of a music video, imagine you at your most fucked up state. You come across a fish tank of just beautiful fish, and those fish somehow come to life to the tune of this here song, the Sim Dance.
You know what?
Go for it.
That is a fantastic introduction.
Let's hear it.
And I leave you, the listeners of this grand county of Medford, the Salmon
With
Dance.
The Salmon Dance.
I really hope you enjoy.
Also, everyone here in the studio, let's watch the video.
My name is Fatlip, and this is my friend, Sammy the Salmon.
What do?
Today, we're going to teach you some fun facts about salmon and a brand new dance. Let me introduce to you a brand new dance. I know you're going to love it if you give it one chance. It's not complicated. It's not too hard. You don't even have to be a hip-hop star.
Japan and back.
You're kidding me. Amazing.
that are developing and the adult salmon that are on their way to spawn.
Wow, what a shame. What a shame. Wow. Hey, kids, hey, give it up for Sammy the Salmon and his amazing salmon dance. What do you say? All right. Who's hungry?
Where we belong.
Everyone enjoyed the little Thundercat thing that we had going on there. Yeah, great band. Loved them forever. So, we actually had a few viewers call in, and they said that they felt like the Would You Rather questions were a little bit too PG-rated. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a service to the Medford community, because you guys don't want to listen to, you know, Would You Rather Wear Flip-Flops or Converse for the rest of your life. So, with that said, we're going to move into some raunchier Would You Rather questions. So, you know, if you got children in the car, please turn off the radio. This would not be appropriate for children. But we're going to have some fun with it, you know. Now, so, first question.
Wait, also, I would like all the listeners to know that Richard only thought there was PG-13 and R because he's British and doesn't know
he didn't
American
know what G meant.
First of all, relax. Second of all, my first question, and this is especially for the viewers in the Midwest, you know, would you rather have sex with your cousin in secret, or not have sex with your cousin but everyone would think that you did?
The former.
You'd rather have sex with your cousin in secret?
I think so too.
Yeah.
Because the latter's like, you know, you wouldn't hear the end of it.
Yeah, but you're having sex with your cousin.
Right, but like that reputation follows you wherever you go.
Yeah,
People are like, oh, I've heard of him. He's had sex with his cousin.
Like, yeah, definitely the worst thing about having sex with your cousin is that people know you had sex with your cousin.
Are you speaking from experience?
No, I'm not, but I'm just speculating.
No, I think that's a reasonable answer. To everyone out there who has confronted that dilemma, the DJs of WMFO have decided that you should probably just have sex with your cousin.
Yeah, please call in. Word. Give us your answer.
Yeah, for real. Now, would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or the size of a watermelon?
Watermelon, that's kind of...
No, these are pertinent questions.
This isn't very raunchy.
It's not raunchy. No,
I feel like this is not very ninth grade sex ed-esque.
Can I ask one?
Yeah, please.
Okay, wait. Let me think of what it was again. Oh yes. Would you rather have penis-shaped ears or an ear-shaped penis?
Penis-shaped ears or an ear-shaped penis?
Yeah.
I would think an ear-shaped penis.
I feel like an ear-shaped penis is just a vagina.
No.
Bro, I don't know what kind of vagina you've seen in the past.
All right, never mind.
No, I mean, I do feel like the sort of externals that everyone sees kind of takes a priority over the internals everyone sees. That some people see, sorry.
In my situation, I'd rather have like weird shaped ears that I could cover with my hair than...
Oh, interesting. Yeah, see, girls have the hair situation going on. All right, but I mean, you got two penises on your fucking side of your head, you know? Like,
like those are kind of hard to hide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do with an ear shaped penis.
You could, like, put it into pigtails. Okay, that was my question.
Fair enough. Okay, I like to, you know, alternate between the really raunchy stuff and, like, something a bit more...
Yeah, let's hear your fifth grade question.
All right, here's my fifth grade question for everyone. Would you rather die saving 10,000 strangers from death, but no one would ever knew that it was you? Or live knowing that everyone knew that you decided to not save those 10,000 lives.
Die.
You'd rather die?
Yeah.
You'd just be like done with it?
Yeah.
No, I'd rather the latter.
I'd rather
Divisive
die.
Divisive question.
Like, no one's gonna blame you for not dying to save a bunch of kids.
But do they know that situation, you know? Or do they just think that you're the person who turned down 10,000 lives?
Okay, but that's...
10,000 yeah, families.
I would rather live to be a part of the banter, you know, the back and forth.
I feel like there's not so much banter.
You
more
wanna
like,
be a
hey, my family members died because
contentious figure.
Of
yeah, I feel like being a controversial figure is better than being a dead figure.
Oh,
I disagree.
You think so?
Yeah.
Ooh.
If I had an opportunity to save 10,000 lives, I would definitely do it. Whether
that's
or not
what like
I survive.
Yeah, that's right. That's what
Alex
we like to
for
hear.
President.
You know what? I really don't know what my answer to this would be. It's a real tough one. I mean, you know? I don't know. I mean, hey, thank goodness we don't have to actually worry about these questions.
Thank goodness.
Remains in the hypotheticals.
Thank goodness.
No one says thank goodness anymore, Richard.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that an antiquated thing?
Thank goodness I didn't fail this exam. No, you don't hear that.
You know, I feel like I say that all the time. All right. Would you rather give or receive a lap dance? I feel like this has got to be an obvious question. Like, come on, thought catalog who gave me these questions.
Yeah, let's roll
Wait,
the next one.
Wait, what's your answer?
I'd rather receive a lap dance.
Yeah, I feel
obvious.
Like you're stupid if you say the other one.
Wow, I feel like this is a pretty gendered question.
Yeah,
I wonder if it is, yeah. Would you guys rather give one then?
I'd rather
the
give
ladies
one.
On the
yeah,
show.
I'd rather
yeah,
give one
I'd
also.
Rather give one.
Yeah.
All right, girls, we can work something out.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Gotta go.
G2G, nice yeah. Listening to y'all. No, really. Okay. Would you rather be filthy rich, but your job was to be Justin Bieber's assistant? And now, for the sake of question, I know that some of you have massive infatuations with Justin Bieber. You know what? I don't even know.
Let's cater to the listeners here.
I haven't checked the bibliography. Okay, who's popular right now, though? Like, you know, who's the Justin Bieber of nowadays? Like Kendrick Lamar, you know what I mean? Like,
Justin Bieber's like an annoying little shit.
Yeah, he's gotta be younger.
True. That's gotta be the vibe. Hey, in which case, I feel like no one has replaced Justin
Bieber.
We'll
go with 18-year-old Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Okay.
So would you rather be filthy rich but have to be 18-year-old Justin Bieber's assistant, or dirt poor but you can be anyone's assistant that you choose?
Justin Bieber's assistant.
Yeah, probably.
So the money outweighs the, like...
Yeah.
Because, like,
yeah,
you can tell a funny story about it.
Also, I was pretty in love with the 18-year-old Justin Bieber, so...
Yeah, I feel like that bias is kind of affecting your judgment right
is
now.
Is this also a gendered question?
Possibly.
No.
Possibly.
I think I disagree. I think I'd rather be... Well, I mean, it would depend how poor. Like, I'd rather not be filthy rich, but, like, have a livable salary and be able to... I don't know, be someone's assistant that I cared about.
Yeah, the word dirt poor, I feel like it's a bit aggressive. You know? Like,
yeah, it is.
It's like really trying to force you off of the question. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Wait, whose assistant would you want to be?
Pardon, me?
Anyone.
Oh yeah, whose assistant? True. I mean, it doesn't have to be limited to music as well. It could be like literally...
Right.
You can be Elon Musk's assistant, even though he's
not that. Definitely
the not. The bad man.
Frick that.
We do not like Elon Musk right now. That's the consensus. Pedophile accuser, Elon Musk.
He says pedophile.
What?
You're a pedophile.
What do you say?
Pedophile.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Really?
The Brits also spell it different. It's like P-A-E-D-O.
Whoa.
You know? Like a pedo.
Like bae.
Wait, yeah, like.
But
yeah.
I think that's
but
like.
Actually, the exact opposite.
Okay, but the root is ped, which is child, which is spelled PED.
Like
so the
pedestrian
Brits are wrong.
Talking.
All right, I don't recall inviting any linguistics majors on the show.
Linguistics majors?
Wait,
I want to know whose assistant you guys would be, though.
I would be Jay Beeb's assistant.
Yeah.
Really? Of
all
the people's assistants you could be?
Nah, but like, right. So say you were dirt poor. Like, say you had the choice to.
All right, let's chill with that aggressive dirt word.
Yeah, okay, let's say you were earning, like, not a lot of money.
Okay, quantify it.
I don't want to put a, you know, I don't want to say
I'm
a certain number.
I'm making the question non-monetary.
No, you're making the same salary no matter what.
Yeah.
Whose assistant would you want to be?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the question now.
Yeah.
Jay Beebs is out of
the question.
Jay Beebs is no longer here.
Whose assistant would you be?
Yeah.
All right, give me a second. I feel like I wouldn't want to be a political figure's assistant.
Maybe.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, and just a lot of stress and, like, you can't please everyone at the end of the day.
Yeah, true.
Maybe, like, Tina Fey's.
Mm.
Like Oprah's.
So you guys would go to, like, assistant. A musical figure, do you think?
I mean, Tina Fey's not musical.
Neither
or
is Oprah.
Neither is Oprah.
Good point. I love it.
Like TV personalities.
But also... Maybe just, like, all celebrities are kind of a lot. So maybe I'd want to be... I don't know.
I would like to briefly interrupt this very thoughtful conversation with the fact that we had a message from one of our sponsors, Thomas Crosby Walsh, and he says everyone should donate to the NRA right now. That's a message from our sponsors, everybody. So thank you, Thomas Crosby Walsh, for putting that thought forward.
All right, we're just gonna toss that to the side real fast.
Right.
We're gonna sidestep that message.
Right. Yikes. Right. I mean, you know, I got my juicy.
We're gonna get cut off in a few minutes. But
no. I love it. Okay. Real questions, and I'm sorry to cut. I mean, how do you guys feel about the whole Tina Fey situation? Like,
it's okay.
Do you guys have a certain? You guys are okay with that?
Yep.
Yeah. Right on. Would you rather have unlimited money, power, and respect, or unlimited sex?
Mm.
And assuming that the former does not allow for the latter, you know, which in reality it does, but you know. Ultimately, like, how much does your sex drive drive your, like,
one.
Personal...
Yeah, I would probably say the former.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. People have been doing sex for a while. Like,
what does that mean?
It's kind of like the base... it's like the baseline of our, like, existence and, like, our wants to exist. Like, do you think that, like, the power,
like,
money
I feel like
would
people
lose
want
effect?
Both of those. People want power and sex.
See, some people argue that people only want power for sex. Like, you know, all the roads lead back to a want for sex.
I don't agree.
You don't agree?
No.
Yeah.
Sex, including
I don't really
any
agree.
Kind of sexual, you know, stimulation.
Like the Nervous Game.
The what? Sorry?
Oh. You guys ever play the Nervous Game?
No.
What's the Nervous Game?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's very
it's a good game. A very sixth grade.
Yeah,
game.
That is so sixth grade.
Yeah.
What is the nervous game?
The nervous game is like a game you play on like a class field trip with your like sixth grade class. You know, you're on like the submarine, right?
Mm-hmm. Wait, actually, just like, can we acknowledge how sexually charged middle school field trips were?
Oh, absolutely. Middle school is crazy.
I don't think I went to the same kind of middle school.
No, you guys but I think like American middle school field trips are so sexually charged.
Really? Yeah, really.
Okay, but continue tell me more. With what the...
All right, so picture this. You're in sixth grade. You're on the field trip to the like the local submarine touristy area, whatever. Science fair, science museum type of deal.
I'm with you.
And you sit on this bench outside of the museum with someone that you think is cute, right? Mm-hmm. And you place your hand on their thigh and you say like, "Are you nervous?" And like,
oh, nervous okay, for what?
Just nervous in general. Nervous?
Okay.
It's called the nervous game. So.
I see.
And then you slide your hand further up their thigh and you're like, "Are you nervous now?" And you just it's this back and forth until the person's like, "Okay, fine. Now I'm nervous. It's just some classic sixth grade banter, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah. Sounds like you risked out. You missed out.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's a big part of my sexual awakening is my middle school field trip.
The nervous game.
The nervous game.
So what a classic game.
Interesting. Wow, is this just like one of those American like
it sounds
experiences?
Like it.
I guess.
Insane.
So what did you do on middle school?
Yeah, what was your version of the nervous game?
We took soil samples and we compared them. You know what I mean?
Wow, like, that sounds lame.
We took bad books. We played card games in gender separated dorms.
Wow, sounds like solitaire to me.
Great time. great time. Yeah. Okay, this is perhaps a thought provoking one. Would you guys rather have your thoughts broadcasted so that everyone will always know what you're thinking while you're thinking it? Never be allowed to wear clothes, but keep your thoughts to yourself.
I feel like those are such different scenarios.
No, it's like physical exposure versus mental exposure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Miranda's got the hammer on the nail there.
Thanks, Richard.
Yeah, what do you guys think?
Aggressive laugh.
Yeah. Jesus, I would probably say the former.
All your thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think eventually you would learn to control your thoughts.
Yeah, that's sad though. But yeah, I guess same.
But
and also like if you didn't even need to control your thoughts, like people would be like, "Oh, I've thought that before."
Yeah,
that's true.
I think there would be some transition period where it would be really uncomfortable.
Yeah. But I feel like no one would ever get used to people not like someone not wearing clothes in class.
Yeah, if you couldn't wear clothes, you just couldn't be in a normal society.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you wouldn't get a job, illegal. You know?
No, you would never...
Similarly speaking, though, I don't know if you could get a job if you're speaking your mind all the time. You know what I mean? Like, everyone knew what you were thinking.
That's true. You'd be in an interview and be like... I'm really nervous about... Like, you'd just be saying everything you're...
People with, mental health issues, I feel like, fall into that category as well, where they just, speak their mind, you know? And that can, be a detriment to them.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather have that one.
Yeah. Okay, to lighten up the mood, would you rather have knives for fingers or penises for fingers? Vote now on your phones.
Yeah, please call
definitely
in and let
penises.
Us know.
Yeah.
I'd say knives.
Would they just look like penises, or would they feel like them, too?
They would be penises.
Yeah, they'd just be the organ.
Like, would
penis.
They have, like...
Like, could you experience pleasure through your
hand? They would be flaccid. Yeah. So that's your handshake would just be royally
screwed. Would there be a urethra connected to your bladder?
Would you pee through your hand?
You could Spider-Man someone, you know, send
wait,
out a
definitely
web.
Penises.
No, I totally disagree.
Have you guys seen the movie Edward Scissorhands? He did okay,
yeah,
right?
No, he's fucked. Are you kidding me? Have you seen that movie?
A long time ago. To be quite honest.
He's an exile.
You could cover the knives so you wouldn't hurt anyone.
Wait, you could cover the penises
Yeah,
also.
I'm getting more Wolverine vibes.
Did he end the movie in exile?
No, he starts the movie in exile.
I vote knives.
Okay, right. But he ends up being happy.
Wait, why wouldn't he want penises?
I mean, that's just like a lot, you know, like.
Yeah, no one wants to shake someone's hand and see five fallacies.
Yeah.
Fallacies.
So you want to shake someone's hand and see five knives?
I think either scenario, you're giving up shaking hands.
Yeah.
You're going to fist bump
someone. Shaking hands has got to be out of the question.
You're going to fist bump someone with like five bases of a penis? Like. Yeah.
I mean, with the five penis hand thing, you could definitely have a great career in pornography, right? Like,
yeah, exactly.
You'd be very sought after, I feel like.
Oh, I feel like you belong in like Ripley's Believe It or Not at that point.
Same with the knives.
In the what, Believe It or Not?
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Another American thing.
Oh,
it's no. American.
Honestly, probably.
All right.
We're running to a lot of cultural barriers here.
That's all right. I mean, that's what the show is for, you know, like breaking barriers, exactly. Breaking boundaries.
Yeah, I love
breaking
it.
Breaking the
it.
Idea of what you can say and can't say on radio, you know.
Yeah.
We're breaking all of that.
I love
just
it.
To give you guys the truth. The real truth.
Yeah, we only
nothing
the truth.
But the truth.
Yeah, nothing but the truth in West Medford. Yeah. That's where we're all
are we,
about.
Are we in West Medford?
I think that's right, yeah. West Medford.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
West Philadelphia.
Have you guys, this is not a would you rather question, but I think, you know, to wrap up the show, bring in some of your own thoughts and we can discuss this. Like, what would you guys say has been the best song of this year? Because I'm about to play it. So we can have a vote.
Jesus Christ. Like, I don't have an answer for you.
Wait, I mean, like, best song of this year, like, you don't need to be all like sort
wait,
of artistic
can it
just,
about
can it.
It be of the summer.
Like, sure. Yeah.
Magic in the Hamptons.
Magic in the Hamptons?
You gotta cue
just
it up,
a banger.
Richard.
Not the best song, but. The biggest banger.
Who doesn't like a banger?
Does it by Social House and Lil Yachty?
No.
Not by Social House and Lil Yachty?
No. Oh, and Lil Yachty? Yeah.
Alright, so it is.
So it is.
Alright, well, I think we're going to take a break, potentially forever, until next Tuesday. But I hope you enjoy the unanimously agreed upon Magic in the Hamptons featuring Lil Yachty.
Little Yachty.
Anyway, this is 91.5 WMFO Free From Radio. You're listening with your wonderful host Richard Ding and everyone else on my wonderful company here.
Bye.
It's been real. I've been really enjoying this. I hope you guys have been as well, you know. Keep it freeform, keep it real, guys. Love you all. Have a good night, guys.
Up the shade, looking like a red rice sitting in the driveway. Bottle of Ciroc with it in a Kool-Aid. She done pulled up like I'm getting rid of weights. Are you tired from running through my mind? Take a break and we could have a good time. Show you moves like I'm the new James Brown. Me and you should get a room right now. Cause if it's gold, I'll throw it away. You're worth more than every single chain. It ain't gonna work if you don't want it to. Best drink I take is when I'm sipping you. You know where I go. We're dancing, handshakes in the Hamptons, and getting drunk in the mansions with you. And you look so classy. Come through with that magic, you know that I'm about to smash it. It's true. I could take you to the room, or I could take you to the beach. But we gotta leave at 9, cause I gotta get my sleep. You could be the early bird, I'ma give that wine. Get with me, I'll take you around the world. Cause if it's gold, I'll throw it away. You're worth more than every single chain. Walk with a limp, it just means I'm cool. Next trip I take, it's just me and you. You know where I go when we're dancing. Handshakes in the Hamptons and getting drunk in the mansions. So classic, come through with that magic. You know that I'm about to smash it, it's true.
Look, you said you're living up north for when you're coming to the A. You said you need to find a crib, well tell me where you wanna stay. I know we're not too pressed for time, but can you pick up on the pace? I'm tired of looking at your pictures, wanna be up in your face. I wanna dance with you, wanna laugh and wanna sing. Take you on the road, have you rocking on my bling. Don't know if you're the one, but if you are, you get a ring. Let's lay it down the line, don't wanna rush the type of things.